The Associated Press reported yesterday that the family of a University of Idaho graduate student murdered last August has agreed to a financial settlement with the university in a claim filed against the school. Katie Benoit's family had filed a $3 million tort claim against the University of Idaho in December. Correspondent Glenn Mosley recounts the events and has this update.
It had been just another quiet summer night in this college town, readying then for the start of another fall semester. But that quiet was shattered forever when Katie Benoit was shot 11 times at her off-campus Moscow home. Police pursued a suspect and eventually revealed him to be Benoit's former professor, Ernesto Bustamante. Bustamante, whose employment at the U of I had ended just days before the murder, killed himself soon after, police said, at a local hotel. Police said they found weapons and medications in his hotel room, and police revealed that Benoit had ended a relationship with her former professor. University of Idaho President Dwayne Nellis expressed his sorrow at a press conference which followed those events.
Words aren't sufficient at a time like this, but as parents ourselves, we want Katie's family to know that our hearts go out to them.
Nellis ordered an internal review of procedures at the U of I, and the university subsequently revised its policies to more strongly discourage relationships between faculty and students. I'm Glenn Mosley reporting.